Welcome back. Hour number three on this Friday night, and we're going down to Adelaide, Australia, to talk to David John Oates, the maestro of reverse speech, the most revelatory, amazing technology probably you're ever going to run across. We love remote viewing on this program. It's fascinating. Reverse speech is instantaneous, virtually 100% ascertainment of what someone really thinks and how they really feel. It's the ultimate lie detector, and it's available to all of you. You can all learn how to do this, and it just takes a little getting used to. Some people say, well, I can't understand it. You have to get used to the sing-songy kind of, sometimes it's a little jerky, the cadence, and other times it is so clear, it's frightening. It's an amazing thing that David has been doing for over 30 years, and we're going to hear tonight new reversals from political newsmakers, most notably Hillary Clinton. If she's still alive or not, we're still going to hear tonight what alleges to be Hillary Clinton. Maybe we'll find out what David has. What have you got there, David? Welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Always good to be on your show. Well, I've got several reverses on Hillary Clinton. I don't know whether she's got a double or not, but she's certainly not very well, as you'll be able to, as these reversals will clearly show.
Uh-huh. Oh, I heard today. Now, remember, we began this work at Rents yesterday on the double that we think it's double number three, that they're going to go with the double. We don't think Hillary is alive. If she is, she's hanging on in a coma and on the way out. We have reason to believe this, that it is based on a lot of circumstantial but very compelling evidence. We don't think she recovered 90 minutes and came bouncing out of that building last Sunday. No way. We don't think 4 days later she was on an airplane yesterday talking and bantering with the press, because her nose is different. You don't change your nose in 4 days. However, this woman who gave a speech in North Carolina as Hillary Clinton was amazing. She was a terrific orator, one of the best speeches, quote, Hillary, end quote, has ever given. So this woman, whoever she is, and we do believe that she is a double, has been worked on for a long time, maybe a couple of years. They knew Hillary was sick. They hope to get Hillary into the White House, I think, and then bring this woman in if Hillary got sick and had to be removed, died, whatever. I think they brought this woman in a rush. I think that the New World Order, the globalist elite, are playing this card now. They have the media in their pocket. If you keep telling people over and over again that something is true, most people will eventually begin to accept it. I think that this woman has been circulated and cycled into and out of various appearances during the campaign in this last year plus to get people used to the idea that Hillary looks a little different from time to time. So people get used to that. And this woman is different. All right, David, what have you?
All right, well, let's start off with the doozy, shall we?
A doozy. All right. Now, remember, just as a backdrop, David's been doing this for over 30 years. There are over 10,000 examples on his website, reversespeech.com. His newest book is out. His biography is due out, I guess, momentarily.
Yeah, very soon. Yep.
Yeah, and that's going to be a fascinating read. This whole thing of reverse speech is being used by intelligence agencies probably around the world. It works in all languages. It doesn't matter. It is exactly what it is. It's your subconscious mind using the sounds of your forward speech to fashion words in reverse. Okay, what have you got?
Okay, so here's an interview Hillary Clinton did on August the 3rd of this year. Okay.
Right.
So here's the forwards.
It was all personal stuff, and we've said that consistently, and as the FBI said, everything that I've said publicly has been consistent and truthful with what I told them.
Okay, so she's talking about the standard stuff, and she says backwards, I face an illness.
I face an illness.
You hear that?
I face an illness.
It's grammatically and syllabically perfect. But you hear, as I said, the intonations are a little off on some of the cylinders compared to what you'd expect for normal forward communication. But The syllables are all there, the intent is all there, and the statement is intact.
Right, yeah. And it's got this melodic sing-song tone.
That's right.
And let's play the reversal again. Then
she does face an illness, and see, this is her subconscious. It's the getting worse. She knows she's getting sicker.
Yep, that's right. So here it is. I face an illness.
I face an illness.
It's all there.
I face an illness.
Yeah.
I face an illness.
It's absolutely all there.
It's all there.
Now, the other thing, let me say one other thing. Her forwards voice, and if you can go back and look at some of her speeches in the last several months, and then compare it with the voice of the woman in North Carolina yesterday, allegedly Hillary Clinton, the difference is night and day. And the other aspect is, David, one more thing. Apparently, and I don't know this for sure, but Joyce Riley today had a speech analyst on with his software, and they analyzed the speech of Hillary Clinton and the woman who spoke in North Carolina. It's not the same person.
Well, well, well. How long was the speech in North Carolina, do you know?
35, 40 maybe, I guess. Right. I sent you a link to it. I have the link up there.
Right, yeah. Well, the clip I got was only a three-minute clip. So
really? I sent you the wrong clip. But the three-minute clip was part of the longer full presentation. I'll find it for you.
Okay, yeah, send me the whole clip, and I'll go and do it. There wasn't much on the three-minute section. But clearly, I face an illness is quite clear. Now, this next reversal is not as clear, and I normally wouldn't play it on the air. However, its message is very significant, and if you think it's there, then it only adds more fuel to the fire. So it's Bill Clinton talking about how his wife is recovering.
I think she's fine now, and the doctor seems to.
I think she's fine now. And backwards we hear, Mrs. Rodham dying now, but it's borderline. So see what you think.
It's not denying up.
It's not denying up.
You hear that, Jim?
It's not denying up.
I hear it, but there's no D.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's a borderline reversal. Anyway.
See, he says Mrs. Rodham, and it's almost like he says denying, not dying.
Right.
Let's try that again. See if denying works.
Okay.
It's not denying up.
I can hear that.
It's not denying up. It's not denying up.
All right, look, it's not
reversed. It's not there, but Mrs. Rodham is there.
Yeah, pretty clear. Not very clear, I mean.
No, so, but yes, yeah.
But certainly I face an illness is quite clear.
Oh, yeah.
Now, also, look, there's something really weird going on with her. Here is another reversal. This is also, I think this is also from August the 3rd. And she makes a reference to marijuana, which is the second reference I've heard to marijuana. Now, marijuana is actually a metaphor in reverse speech for general medicinal remedies. So it may not mean she's using marijuana, but it's a metaphor for a whole variety of medicines. So anyway,
right.
Well, I'm not satisfied with the way things are. I'm not somebody who is supporting the status quo. That's why I've laid out a number of very specific plans. We're going to have the highest job creation programs.
And she says, get this absurd marijuana.
Get this absurd marijuana.
Get this absurd marijuana.
You hear that there?
Get this absurd marijuana.
Yeah, she stretches out the S-U-R in marijuana and absurd, but it's there. It's there. It works. Absurd. She says absurd. She stretches it.
And then she uses it again last year. I think, I don't know if I played this on the show. I think I have. Here we go.
Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
And here she says, I need marijuana. This is from a year ago.
I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
Okay.
I need marijuana.
Maybe it was they were using it to treat nausea from some of the pharmaceuticals she was taking for her Parkinson's or dementia, whatever it was. We don't know.
That's possible. Yeah, that's possible. But there you go. It's on it's on her twice. So I don't know. Make that what you will. All right, let's look at the deplorables. For all of those of you who proudly call yourself a deplorable, here is Hillary Clinton.
To just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
Okay, we got two reversals here. The first one says, America, wolf them all. This is the first time I've ever heard Hillary say America, because Donald Trump has said it many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time we've heard it on Hillary. America, wolf them all. Wolf is a common metaphor in reverse speech. In this case, it's used as a verb. Absorb them, take them in. She's actually bringing them into the fold. So here we go. You got that? In other words, embrace them, take them up. And then she says, there's Hillary, feel sorry.
It's Hillary. Yes, sir.
She's actually putting herself in the basket of deplorables, is what she's saying. Look, feel sorry. You know, I'm just as bad as all of them. America wolfed them all, embraced them, and feel sorry for me because I'm a deplorable too, is basically what she's saying. Does that make sense? Hello, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I was trying to do something, if I might. And I got this cued. I would like you to play the last two Hillary clips, her forward speech only. And then I'm going to play from yesterday what we think might be a double speaking in Greensboro, North Carolina. Now, I want you to listen to pitch and timbre and cadence and see if it locks up with what you heard of a very tired, very sick Hillary Clinton from early August that David's going to play. And see if you think that Hillary, who had a full body spasm on Sunday and collapsed dead weight with three people trying to hold her up, and she almost took them all down to the pavement with her. They pulled her in the van like a side of beef, slammed the door, and got the hell out of there. Her shoe was left behind. Remember, this woman was supposedly 100% spiffy, happy, upbeat, bright, bushy-tailed, Mary Poppins 90 minutes later on Sunday. It doesn't work. Now, I'm going to play this after David plays the last two. I just want you to listen. So David didn't know I was going to do this. I just got the idea. Listen to her forward speech. Listen to her voice, the resonance, the pitch, the vitality in it. See what you hear. All right. Go ahead, David, if you would.
Okay, so here we are from August, the forwards.
It was all personal stuff, and we've said that consistently, and as the FBI said, everything that I've said publicly has been consistent and truthful with what I told them.
And here's another one just recently.
Well, I'm not satisfied with the way things are. I'm not somebody who is supporting the status quo. That's why I've laid out a number of very specific plans. We're going to have the highest job creation programs.
Okay, all right.
All right, here's Hillary, what they tell us is Hillary, yesterday in North Carolina. Hey, hold on, we're going to turn the music down here now.
Greensboro. I want to thank Martha for that wonderful introduction. It means so much to have her here, along with her wonderful daughter, Sarah, and her mother, Barbara. And the story she told is really one that motivates me every day, because it is kids like Sarah.
I don't hear a tired, kind of grovelly voice. This woman is up and clear. The clarity in her voice is crystal clear. This is a whole different. Let's listen. Here's another piece. Okay.
I have to say, it's great to be back on the campaign trail.
Now, that doesn't sound like what you just played, David.
No, I know. Huh? Interesting. I'll go and do this whole speech. And I mean, if it's not Hillary, it'll come out in the first.
Yeah. Here's a little more.
Through it. But even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good.
Okay, all right, we won't waste any more time on that. I'll send you the whole thing. In fact, I already did. Take a listen. But this woman's voice is strong, clear, resolute, and very, very effective. And all of a sudden, this tired, sickly woman has been replaced with something that's full of vibrance, 20 years younger in sound, in my view. And some will say, well, it's the microphone. Well, it's the audience. It's the acoustics. I don't know. But there is a difference here. So anyway, reverse speech. Let's find out.
Well, I can tell you that she's sick. Reverse will certainly say that. Okay, so there's no doubt about that. And she's on medications. Of course, we all know the well-known Prozac reversal that I've played a couple of times.
Yeah.
Those who missed it will play it again. Here we go.
We did not. In fact, my direction to conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly viewed as work-related.
And they deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
Yep.
They deal her Prozac.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So anyway, I played you Hillary deplorable speech, and here we have Trump's response to Hillary's deplorable comments.
Well, my opponent slanders you as deplorable and irredeemable. I call you hardworking American patriots who love your country and want a better future for all our people.
Okay, this reversal either says all believe you or I'll believe you. I think it says I'll with just a strange pronunciation. I believe you.
All believe you.
All believe you. You know, he believes in them, is what he's saying. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we got a long one. He says, oh, people, all of the street that I get now.
All people on the street that I get now.
Wow, it's all there.
All people on the street that I get now.
Nice and clear.
All people on the street that I get now.
Okay, so, what's it mean?
Ah, he's getting the people of the streets, the common America worker. Okay?
Mm-hmm. The blue collar, all right?
The blue collar, that's right. All of the street that I get now. So Hillary's deplorable comment has worked in his favor, because he's getting all of the people.
All of the street, the people, the street, and the streets of America. Yeah. All of the street I get now, thanks to her, right?
That's exactly what he's saying. I'll play it again. Oh, people, all of the street that I get now.
All people are up the street that I get now.
Nice and clear.
All people are up the street that I get now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. Yeah. So there you go. So he turned it around and put it in his favor. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's have a look. Here we have another one on Hillary.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy. Would you rather your child had feminism or cancer?
Oh, and she says her snake.
Her snake?
Her snake?
Wow.
Her snake?
And she consistently comes out with these just really nasty bad reversals, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
They're just all through her. All right, here we have a long one. They don't normally come this long. Let's run it forwards.
Says one thing in Colorado, something else in North Dakota, insults people on a regular basis. I don't think that's what the American people at the end are going to vote for.
You notice all she does, David, is knock Trump. There are no positions. There are no platforms, no campaign pledges, no ideas of economic, true economic reform. Nothing.
No, nothing. I know.
It's just ad hominem attacks.
Every speech I hear of her, she's attacking Trump. At least Trump's coming out with some policies.
He's made some wonderful speeches about policy. Extraordinary.
Yeah, he really
issue
has.
Oriented all the way.
Yep. I've been really impressed with it. Yep. All right, this reversal, long one. Now good night, I'll beat the crime, he's upset. Now good night, I'll beat the crime, he's upset. Here we go. Oops, now.
Now good night, I'll beat the crime, he's upset.
Now good night, I'll beat the crime, he's upset.
And again.
Now good night, I'll beat the crime, he's upset.
Well, it's all there.
Yeah, it is. Well, the now good night, I think she's talking about the email scandals. She's put him to bed, you know, Comey's
yeah.
made...
Good night, it's done.
It's all done, I'll beat the crime, I'm going to wheeze past this, one law for America, one law for the Clintons, and he's upset, Donald Trump, because she got away with it. So, you know, that's what it is. So, yep, so let's run that reversal again, because I like the long ones, you don't get them long very often. Here it is, now, good night, I'll beat the crime, he's upset.
Mildred Naith, the old beef McCurry Meets Upset.
Okay, and we're on our break. So.
Very clear. We're going to go through the break here. Got too much to do. That was, again, a perfect example of every syllable was there, the grammar was correct, it's all there. Just for you folks who may be new to this, here's a little bit more of the voice from the rally.
Wave their arms and their signs, but I want you to think with me for a minute about how I certainly feel lucky when I'm under the weather. I can afford to take a few days off. Millions of Americans can't. They either go to work sick or they lose a paycheck, don't they?
Does that sound the same to you, David?
Yeah, no. Oh, it's. I'd have. Yes. No. Not really.
It's close, but it's there's something different about it. The overall sense of the voice is different. Remember the technology. It's possible that those microphones are going into a very clever software program that will take that voice. She's got the cadence already. And give it inflections and tonalities that that fit with Hillary. It's possible. I'm not saying it happened. I'm saying it's possible. And I'm not out there in science fiction land. This technology exists. It's been around. It's not anything that you have to stretch your imagination to say, well, maybe someday. No, technology is real, and it is extraordinary in terms of what it really can do that we don't hear about. We these are all kept basically secret.
All right, okay, here we have what appears to be a congruent reversal on Hillary. Let's play this.
Every day, more Americans are standing up and saying, enough is enough, including a lot of Republicans, and I am honored to have their support in this campaign.
All right, here she says, this is fun.
This is fun.
This is fun.
This is fun.
It's quick, but it's there, you know, so...
I'm sure she's having fun. This is it. At that particular moment, she's envisioning she's going to win. She's had to wait 8 years for this, and yeah, maybe she felt good. They've got her. If she's still around, maybe she is. They've got her full of lots of chemicals to help her feel good and keep the energy level up, which she herself was investigating for Parkinson's patients nearly 10 years ago.
Wow.
They got the emails proving it. She asked her staff to look up medication, which is basically like an amphetamine, although it wasn't, an energy increaser for specifically for Parkinson's patients.
Wow.
In an email.
Well, we know she's ill, and we'll keep on digging further. Although, if it's a double up there, of course, you're not going to get what's really going on, are you?
No.
All right, here's Hillary being grilled by Representative Trey Gowdy. I'm not too sure where this is from, anyway.
He's tough. He's tough.
Okay, all right, so here we go.
Well, look,
have you ever heard of a judge calling the DA or the defense attorney and say, don't call that witness?
I really don't care what you all say about me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I do care a lot about what you're implying about Admiral Mullen, and I will not sit here and hear that.
Oh.
And she says, I move on it.
I move on it.
There's a D in there.
Are you hearing moved as an ED?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do it again.
I'm Luke Brownett.
You're right.
I'm Luke Brownett.
Yeah, you're right. There is a D there. Wow, you got good ears. Yeah. Anyway, well, I don't know anything about the history behind that, so I don't know whether she moved on or not. I guess she did, whatever she's talking about there.
I don't know. See, that woman right there showed the side of her that was written up by Gary Byrne in his book, The Ex-Secret Service Agent, about Hillary, her foul mouth, her brutal way of talking to people. And you hear it there. And some of you are saying, no, she's just a very strong woman. All right, she is. That's fine. But you heard that side of it right there, which you don't usually hear in campaign stops. So that was interesting. She was ready to fight that guy.
Oh, yeah, she was. And here's Gowdy responding.
We've had more hearings about the ARB findings than we have with you.
Okay, now listen, this reversal, it either says the humans in our fever or the humans in our fever. Now, I can't hear the end. So I think it says humor. But my staff can hear the end, so they say humans. So
the humans what, David, in our what?
Fever, F-E-V-E-R.
The humans in our fever.
Yep, so here
that's,
we go.
That's an odd statement.
It is, rather.
The humans in our fever.
Oh, it's human, yeah.
The humans in our fever.
Oh, yeah, they're on a fever. They're mm-hmm. on a hunt here, you know. They're mm-hmm. trying to get to the truth, you
mm-hmm.
know. And
mm-hmm.
they'll yep. review anyone. So, yeah, no, I see that as being quite understandable. All right, here we have Megyn Kelly from Fox talking about Hillary. Here we go.
We have much more queued up for you, too. As you saw at the top of the hour, the email questions came fast and furiously at the start of this event. Matt Lauer went for it. Here's a taste of some of that between the moderator, Matt Lauer of NBC, and Hillary Clinton.
Now here she says, answers so funny.
Answers so funny.
Oh, answers.
Answers so funny.
Answers in my Aussie accent, but answers in the American accent. And as you can hear, it's an American accent backwards.
Answers so funny. So she thinks that these are humorous responses in a way.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. They don't mean
that's right.
Anything.
She's mocking them, right?
Yeah, that's right. And this next one is she's mocking too.
Over the next hour, we have a powerful lineup of guests to analyze the candidates' answers tonight. In moments, we'll be joined by Mark Thiessen, former chief speechwriter to President George W. Bush in an AE.
And she says backwards, he's your wolf, I see scum.
He's your wolf, I see scum. He's your wolf, I see scum.
Okay.
He's your wolf, I see scum.
So she's bringing someone in to moderate, okay? So he's a wolf, he's fighting for her. And she sees scum in terms of...
Well, look who she is. She's talking about somebody who used to be a speechwriter for George W. Bush, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
okay. Play it again.
Yep, sure.
Yeah,
the forwards, yeah. So here we go.
Over the next hour, we have a powerful lineup of guests to analyze the candidates' answers tonight. In moments, we'll be joined by Mark Thiessen, former chief speechwriter to President George W. Bush in an AE.
Oh, wow, okay.
So he used to write the speeches for a very bad man.
So he's your wolf.
That's the first reversal.
See scum, I guess, is Hillary.
She didn't like him. She didn't like Bush. She didn't like the speeches.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. Right. I gotcha. Okay. So here we go. He's your wolf. I see scum. Oops. He's your wolf.
He's your wolf. I see scum.
Yep.
He's your wolf. I see scum.
Yep. All there.
He's your wolf. I see scum.
They get metaphors very often in public media comments. They're quite rare. When I'm doing my private session work, because that takes up most of my time, my private practice, metaphors are everywhere when people talk about personal issues, but you rarely hear them.
So does that mean that she's emotionally invested in this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. All right, here we have Obama with an interesting statement. Backwards.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Oh, God.
And here she says, he says, Hillary battles Michelle.
Hillary battles Michelle.
Hillary battles Michelle.
Hillary
battles Michelle.
Of course, we've all heard about the alleged feud between the Obamas and the Clintons. I don't know whether that refers to it and what that's got to do with rigged elections. I don't know, but... But I think there's some...
Well, there was one person who said if the Democratic National Convention, it was Roger Stone said it, had to pick a replacement for Hillary if she was sick or dropped out, they would pick Michelle Obama.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's a quote.
Wow. Wow.
So Barry would know that. It was well known. It was a major statement by Stone. So, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. All right. Okay, here we have Donald Trump.
That workers, and so important, in both countries benefit from fair and reciprocal trade. I express that to the United States and that of the United States, that we must take action to stem this tremendous outflow of jobs.
And here he says, did I need it?
Did I need it?
Oh, it's clear.
Did I need it?
Nice and clear.
Did I need it?
Wonder what he means by did I need it? Let's listen to the forwards again. See if we can work out what he means by did I need it.
That workers, and so important, in both countries benefit from fair and reciprocal trade. I express that to the United States and that of the United States, that we must take action to stem this tremendous outflow of jobs.
Huh.
I think he's questioning whether that part of his speech was really that important. It did drag a little in content. He wasn't excited by it. He kicked one word.
Okay, so this is internal dialogue.
Did we need to do that? I don't know.
Okay, now that makes sense. Okay, so here it is again.
Did I need it?
Nice and clear.
Did I need it? Did I need it?
Was your reversals, were that clear? As you know, we get different qualities. Some are really clear and others are dicey.
Right.
Some should throw out, like the one I played, which is What I'm Dying Now. That's not one that I should have played. Anyway. Okay, here we have a Trump remix.
The wall just got 10 feet higher. That's right, 10 feet higher. I said, the wall just got 10 feet higher. 10 huh. feet higher. The wall just got 10 feet higher.
The wall just got 10 feet higher.
Who made that? That's funny.
Oh, I don't know. Off of YouTube somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
My lady in Canada picks these things out. You know, she goes and... Hunting for amusing little clips. She says she likes to break up the seriousness.
Well, that was cute. Yeah.
Yeah. And backwards, they are evil. They're ISIS. Listen to this. You hear that?
Tell me again. I can't quite make it out.
I get it. They are evil. They're ISIS. Yeah, the music sort of...
Yeah, it gets in the way.
Yeah,
they're evil, they're ISIS. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear it.
It's hard to tell the music there. Yeah, there you go. Make of that what you will. So, Okay, all right. Well, I think that's all the political reversals I've got. So I want to move on to... I want to play the Hillary one again. This is the most important one of this show, I think. So let's play this one again. And then we're going to look at a couple of interviews. Bert Ramsey recently was interviewed on Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those. But here's the most important reversal of the day.
It was all personal stuff. And we've said that consistently. And as the FBI said, everything that I've said publicly has been consistent and truthful with what I told them.
And I face an illness.
I face an illness.
It's all there.
I face an illness.
Sure it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another thing to keep in mind, we have not seen Huma Abedin for a week and a half, at least. She disappeared about sometime approximately a week before Hillary went to the 9/11 memorial. Huma disappeared. Why did she disappear? Where did she go? Did she know that Hillary was very, very sick? Did she not want to be involved? Did she care for Hillary so much that it was heartbreaking for her? I don't know. These are all speculations. Huma vanished. Her top assistant, her crutch, her aide, who is always whispering in her ear and taking care of her. Where did she go? Why wasn't she with Hillary on the 9/11 trip? Where did she go? This is a big deal. Nobody's talking about it.
Wow, that is interesting. I should try and find some verses on her just prior to her leaving.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't make many statements, though, many public statements. Very hard to find. She did split up with her husband, that sexual deviant, Anthony Weiner, in New York.
Oh, is that her husband? Oh, wow.
So to speak.
Oh, poor lady. I feel sorry for her. Oh, dear me. Okay. No, I didn't know that. All right. Okay. All right. Let's have a look at a couple.
Well, I sent you the whole North Carolina speech. Okay. And if you come up with anything over the weekend, perhaps let me know and we'll bring you on next week and you know, for even 15 or 20 minutes, whatever you find. This is a big story. So, and I, you know, I'm not saying I have the answers. All I can do is tell you what I see and compare it with other other images. This is not the same nose. It is not.
Oh, no, I see what you mean. I spent a lot of time looking at all your pictures this afternoon. And, I can see it's not the same nose. It's not the same nostrils. It's a totally different shape altogether. It's obvious.
Yeah. And the neck, the skin on the neck is much tighter. The bags under the eyes are different. If you heard Hillary's voice in the reversals, friends, you heard a tired voice that dropped down and kind of became gravelly at the end of sentences. And during the speech, now naturally you say, well, she's going to be up. Well, I've seen her give speeches where the voice is deep. It has a dark, aging, tired ambiance to it. This was a very upbeat voice in North Carolina, shockingly so. And anyway, we'll find out what David finds out.
Yeah, I'll go and do it this weekend and let you know, because it's an important tape. It's got to be done. So, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, that's all the political reversals I got for you today. Okay.
So, all the what reversals?
Political.
Oh, okay, fine. Sure. Yeah, very good.
Okay, so we're going to have a look at a couple from Dr. Phil's first interview with Bert Ramsey. Now,
Boy. Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but David just completely resolved the Ramsey murder of JonBenet with reverse speech. It's embarrassing what you found out from the parents. Go ahead.
Yeah. Step by step, what happened, who did it, why, it's all there. And we laid it out on your show, I don't know, a couple of years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
years ago. It's all very obvious. And, you know, we've got a reversal on Patsy. I struck her head. I mean, it's as clear as day. I'm that person. I planned the note. And we've played all these reversals. And about John finding the body in the cellar, which was the locker being sealed. Anyway, it's all laid out. So, but Berg Ramsey was the only other person in the house besides the parents and John Bonet. And he's been quiet for 20 years. And he agreed to come out and give an interview to Dr. Phil, which is in three parts. Now, so far, I've only got the first part on YouTube, so I don't think the second part has taken place yet. So it's a three-part interview.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the interview. Here is a couple of verses I found on the first part. So here we go.
So I was pretty skeptical of like any sort of media. Like it just made me a very private person.
Okay, and this is an important reversal. He says, "Here you're hiding."
You're hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to what Dr. Phil asks him next.
Some people have speculated that your parents weren't protecting you, they were hiding you.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says it backwards, and then Dr. Phil picks up on it and responds, as you can hear, asks him if he's been hiding. So he hasn't been protected, he's been hiding. They've not wanted him to talk. Why not?
Right.
So here we have another one.
For a long time, the media basically made our lives crazy. I mean, it's hard to miss the cameras and news trucks in your front yard. And
here he says, get sin.
Get sin.
Get sin.
Very clear.
Get sin.
Okay, so he knows something, all right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
And the parents have indeed been hiding him. And I am anxiously waiting for parts 2 and 3 of this interview to come out. And I've got a reversal on John Ramsey. Did I? No, I deleted that one. Okay, it wasn't clear enough. Okay, and here we have Patsy Ramsey in that same interview.
Let me assure you that I did not kill JonBenet.
And here she says, "We know shame."
We know shame.
Whoa.
No shame.
Hear the emotion.
No shame.
So yeah.
In. Yep. So it just anyway. They're the only three reversals I've got from it so far. It was only small little sound bites, but I'll get the whole interview. But the whole trend is still the same, you know, mm-hmm. as the original Ramses.
Right.
Berg obviously knows. At least at some level, what's happened?
Mm-hmm.
So here we have a couple of those other reversals I told. Here's the one where Patsy says, "I planned the note."
I'm Patsy Ramsey from
the 11. And she says, "And I planned the note." Talk about the ransom note, of course, which was practiced. They found it was written on a notepad from the parents' house. They found that it had been practiced before it was written.
Huh.
And then four pages of, and they could not exclude Patsy as being they could not exclude her from suspicion in the letter. They haven't said it was certain. So, and here we have Patsy again.
It was the day after Christmas, so we were going to come visiting.
Here she says, "I struck her head."
I struck her head.
There it is.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all there. And we'll get more interviews from when they.
Well, it's like that creep who killed the girl in the.
Oh, yeah, Natalie Holloway, you're on Vandersloot.
Yeah.
Now, did you know that he actually made a jailhouse confession that they got on tape where he actually admitted to killing
Natalie? No, I knew he got married to some woman down there, but I didn't hear about the confession. Why didn't that make news? Big news.
I don't know. It was all I kept on meaning to talk to you about it, but every time we're on the air, we had other reversals to cover. But yeah, now he made a jailhouse confession that was recorded on tape, where he admitted to murdering Natalie Holloway. Now, well, we have some pretty good reversals, pretty clear reversals on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so like this one here, listen to this.
A couple kids of them had a driver's license, but not all of them.
And here he says, what a murder.
What a murder.
What a murder. What a murder.
Right, yeah. What a cold statement.
Oh. I know. Yeah, yeah, very, very cold. And as clear as day, you know. So, here he says, I snuffed her, her murderer. Here's the forwards.
Going to a blackjack table and sitting down. And I remember her and her friends coming up to the table.
I snuffed her, her murderer. You hear the her murderer.
I think he says, I snuff her. I don't think there's a D on it. I snuff her, her murderer.
Okay, let's do it again. Okay, you could be right. I think you're right.
There's H, there's her, and then...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a bit hard to tell that because you've got the two hers right next to each other. Which
right.
Makes
but at any rate, when you first exposed this guy, you had him. You solved it again. Reverse speech right. Solved it.
Yeah, that was like, what, 10 years ago now?
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Easy 10 years ago. And reverse speech has got just history after history of successful predictions, successful analyses. A lot of the things that I have said over the years on your show have turned out to be stunningly true, you know. And the track record of reverse speech in the 33 years I've been doing it is so close to 100%. The only thing that never, ever, this one thing that always bothers me was I found a reversal on Gaddafi in 1998 about a nuclear Hajj and then the hill, and that never happened. So that's the only thing that I've never seen actually come true, which I'm glad it didn't. I'm glad I was wrong on that one. Unless, of course, he was thinking about the plannings for 911, because we've got other reverses on Gaddafi.
I don't think he was involved with that at all. It's all an Israeli thing, and the Saudis were basically the pigeons in it.
Right.
So I don't...
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. I was just guessing. It was just off-the-cuff statement. So, and... yes, and I'm still on the trail of what really happened with 911. Because I played you on my Silverstein reversals, didn't I?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, they certainly were. So, anyway, so there we go. Okay, so what do you want to hear? We've got 5 minutes left. Where do we go?
We got 1 minute left.
We got 1 minute left. All right, well, let's finish off with the most important reversal of the day.
Yeah.
And that's Hillary, I face an illness. Here we go.
It was all personal stuff, and we've said that consistently, and as the FBI said, everything that I've said publicly has been consistent and truthful with what I told them.
And I face an illness.
I face an illness.
Yeah, that was a collective statement. She actually faces more than one. But,
yeah.
Well, there it is. You don't lie from the subconscious.
No, you certainly don't. And reverse speech, as always, is very accurate and uncanny in what it pulls out. So there we go. So I will do that speech that you sent me the link for over the weekend.
Very good. Yeah.
And I'll give you a call and we'll see what we
do. Well, once again, we are watching this, and I think we're going to have enough opportunity as this Hillary Clinton or whoever it is, and I'm not saying absolutely, I'm telling you to watch. This is a different nose. How does someone's nose change if they're not the same person? It doesn't make any sense. And I think that the cadence and the sound of the voice is clearly different. Not terribly, but different enough to note. So we'll see what David finds on the speech reversal of the so-called Hillary Clinton North Carolina campaign stump speech yesterday. Thank you for that, David. Excellent. And let me know what you find. All right.
Cool. Okay. Bye-bye. See ya.
Good night. David John Oates, ReverseSpeech.com. And there we go. Another week. Zoom. Another weekend coming up. Hope you have a nice, good, relaxing time. These are very difficult days, and they're not going to become any easier. That's the downside of it. I mean, we are literally at the final crossroads. And when you consider the fact only 52 days left, that's it. We're at the doorstep. Also, I had a report from Dr. Patty Doyle that there are no Trump commercials on New York radio. And that's weird. I don't understand that. We're going to watch that too. So take care. Thanks for being here. It's been a heck of a week, a wild ride, and we'll be here to continue it on Monday. And in the meantime, you know where you can find us.